Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Who doesn't want to be around someone who's happy, right? There's this attraction. There's almost like a contagious vibe of that person. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe it's someone that you work with. That when they walk into a room or when they smile at you, it changes you. You become lighter. You become more happy. But the true happiness is really God-given. It's called God-given joy. And it stems from us being humble. It stems from humility. From us as human beings understanding that we are God's creation and that everything, including our very lives, is because God loves us and He's blessed us. And so if you're feeling not so happy, maybe you're in a funk, maybe you're even feeling a bout of sort of depression and angst and worry and fear. It's really crazy times, and your emotions can be going up and down. And remember, emotions are fleeting. So when you feel that fear or that anxiety or that woe is me kind of depression, then stop and say, Lord, I offer this to you. And I also want to thank you for my life. Thank you for my faith. Thank you for this house. Thank you for my car. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my health. Even if you're sick, even if you are not well, thank Him for that as well. It's going through this attitude of gratitude, this litany of thanksgiving. Because the more that we put ourselves in God's hands, the more we truly realize that everything in our lives is because God willed it and God allowed it. We become less reliant on ourselves. It's that true humility. And then we will see God in everything. As we pour our cup of coffee in the morning to start the day, as we see the sunrise and the sunset, as we feel the breeze out in nature, as we come across someone at the grocery store or on an errand, if we see someone on social media who needs a little love and a little comment, we extend ourselves out to be that light to that person. That's really what it's all about. And so a lot of people wonder, how do I get happy? You know, how do I be joy-filled? Well, when you start thanking God for everything in your life, you slowly but surely realize how good you've got it, how awesome God has been to you, and how much you owe Him. And so you thank Him again, and you thank Him again, and an hour later you thank Him again, and another hour from then you thank Him again. And this actually, believe it or not, when you go through that litany of thanksgiving and you start listing off all the things that you're grateful for, your mind, body, and spirit start to change. The Holy Spirit starts moving in you, and you begin to feel this lightening of your soul, this vibration of joy starts coming through you. And all of a sudden, that depression or that blah feeling or that fear or that anxiety melts away. And now you're like, what am I going to do with this? Now I'm feeling awesome. What am I going to do? Well, go spread it to people. Even if you're not doing it in person, pick up that phone, send a handwritten note to someone, call or text, or I don't know, somehow thank someone in your life. Thank them for being there. Thank them for who they are and what they've been to you as you've grown up, or it's your spouse, someone that maybe you're close to that you kind of take advantage of and you don't thank very often. Spread that love. And don't forget to wrap God in it. You know, if you're thanking someone for being in your life and for loving you and for being your friend, your spouse, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, say, I thank God for you being my mom, or I thank God for you being my spouse and for him giving you to me, or I thank God for you being my best friend because I don't know what I would do without you. It's a contagious gratitude type of vibe. It's God, really. You're passing God from one person to that other person. And who doesn't like to be thanked? Who doesn't like to be appreciated for all that we do when we think people don't really appreciate it? Even just for love. Being thanked for being loved. So let's again give God the thanks and praise that he deserves, right? Always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord. It's right and just. It's our duty and our salvation. And when we think about it that way, God's just trying to tell us, the more you thank me, the more you praise me, the more humble you are, and the more I can pour out my grace in you so that you can love people to me. It's a beautiful way to share the light with the world. So let's start our Thanksgiving prayers. Thank the Lord for all of the things in your life, the people in your life, your faith, the world, the beauty around you. Let's not forget the abstract things that aren't like my house, my car, my family, but the world, the sunrise, the sunset, the birds, the sounds of kids laughing. That's the kind of stuff that when we experience the world in a new way, in a gratitude, thankful way, gratitude, thankful way, that really didn't come out right, but in a grateful and thankful way, everything is brighter. Your soul, your mind, your body even feels lighter. So let's go be the light. Let's go thank some people in our lives for being who they are and thank God for putting them in our lives. Let's not forget to give God credit as we thank these people, so that we bring God to them. We're not just thanking them, we're thanking God for them and for making them who they are. I love you all. Go be the light. Tap into that God-given joy. Remember all the beautiful things that God has given to you and blessed you with. And go be love to somebody else and tell them how grateful you are for them in your life. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. from meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.